listening to Cinematic Sound with your host, Eric Woods. That was the main title from Star Trek Voyager from our number 13 film score re-recording of all time. Welcome back to our countdown of the top 14 film score re-recordings of all time. My name is Eric Woods and I'm your host. So far, we have presented two albums, both tied in at number 14, On the Waterfront by Leonard Bernstein, as well as El Cid by Mikolas Rocha. Our lucky number 13 film music re-recording of all time comes from the Verez Sarabande Records compilation album Frontiers, featuring the classic sci-fi music from the legendary composer Jerry Goldsmith. While there have been many compilation albums featuring the music of Jerry Goldsmith, one of those is another re-recording that we will be featuring on this list. Up until 1997, there had never been an album produced just of his science fiction work. That's what led producer Robert Townsend to approach Goldsmith with the idea of recording this album. This album, titled Frontiers, was recorded and released back in 1997, featuring classic themes from such films as The Twilight Zone the Movie, Capricorn One, Total Recall, and Alien. But it also featured a handful of cues that introduced me to a few scores that I had never heard before back in 1997. I was relatively new to the soundtrack world, and back in 97, my radio show was only a year old. So the creme de la creme of this album, at least to me, are the cues featured during the middle portions, starting with tracks 4 and 5. More specifically, the Logan's Run suite. The first track, the lengthy tone poem The Monument, is a hypnotic piece that features a lovely love theme for the main characters, Logan and Jessica. The second cue is called End of the City, which features a more straightforward presentation of the lyrical love theme, and it's in a more triumphant manner. All of this wonderfully comes together in a most satisfying 10-minute suite. The following track comes from The Illustrated Man, another film I had never heard before when I got this album back in 1997. The film is based on a story by Ray Bradbury and tells the tale of a man completely covered in tattoos, each illustration containing a story. For this recording, this would be the first time Goldsmith had conducted any music from this film, as the original soundtrack recording was conducted by Sandy Matlovsky. Here, Goldsmith conducts the main title music featuring woodwinds, accompanying strings, and a wordless female vocal. Later on in the disc, there's a short suite from the post-apocalyptic film Damnation Alley, which hasn't seen the light of day with the exception of a 19-minute suite from the out-of-print Jerry Goldsmith compilation called Jerry Goldsmith at 20th Century Fox, which was released on Veris Airband Records, and of course, the two cues that are available on this album. This disc presented the world premiere recording of music from this 1977 film and introduced me to this wonderful score. The score features a string section of only celli and basses, and the main title is an exercise in complex rhythms, unusual textures, that features a interesting four-note motif. The end title, on the other hand, is an easy listening major mode cue, featuring some new thematic material, as well as the return of the four-note motif heard during the main title cue. It's sublime stuff. But the biggest highlight, for me at least, is track 7, which is a new recording of Goldsmith's masterful cue from what I consider his greatest score ever written. It's The Enterprise, from the 1979 film Star Trek The Motion Picture. Most know of the story about the recording of this legendary score. Goldsmith didn't see much of the film when he was composing, and a lot of the effect shots were being produced up until the last second, and Goldsmith was even recording his last cue, the Klingon sequence, a week before the film's premiere in Washington. But no matter what issues arose, Goldsmith found it in him to write a brilliant score that has stood the test of time and really carried the film along. One of the score's many highlights is the Enterprise sequence, where Kirk is escorted via shuttle to the refurbished Enterprise by Scotty. For the next 6 minutes, there's hardly any dialogue and no sound effects. This is a film composer's dream. Here, Goldsmith was allowed to carry the drama with his music only, and boy, he didn't disappoint. And this cue, performed by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, is what really gets this album on this list. The rest of the album is splendid, don't get me wrong, but the main reason I point out this album is for the brilliant performance of the Enterprise. Rarely does a re-recording outdo the original, but in this instance, Goldsmith has done this. The pacing, the performance, the sound quality, it all betters the original soundtrack recording. And that splash of cymbals at the point when the Enterprise appears on screen has never sounded better or more powerful. So what we have for you are 6 tracks in this suite, beginning with the Logan's Run music, then The Illustrated Man, Damnation Alley, and we'll end it off with the superb The Enterprise from Star Trek The Motion Picture. This album was recorded with a more concert hall sound by Jonathan Allen and was superbly performed by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, featuring soprano Claire Rutter. And now, this is music from our number 13 re-recording of all time called Frontiers, released by Veres Sarabande Records, featuring the science fiction music of Jerry Goldsmith.